The halachot of refuah b'Shabbat. Two questions. First question is the case where the doctor prescribes medicine for a certain sickness and he has to take it for a certain amount of days consecutively. Can he continue taking the medicine on Shabbat? We're talking about a case over here where the person is not nofel mishkav, he's not lying in his bed, he's not considered, you know, nechras kol gufo, but he has a sickness in his body, and the doctor does prescribe this medicine. Rav Moshe Feinstein held in Igrot Moshe, Ora Chaim Chelek Gimal Siman Nun Gimal, there's no etir in such a case. Even though there's going to be a delay in his refuah, so they'll skip a day and they'll have to get better one day later. Hazon Ish over here has a big hadush. Hazon Ish says that they were never gozer on medicine on a sick person. They were only gozer on medicine to a person that has a mihush, someone that's not feeling so well. But once a doctor prescribes medicine, that's a sick person. On a sick person, he's allowed to take medicine, even if that medicine would not be a regular medicine that he'd be allowed to take on Shabbat otherwise. But since the doctor says he has to take it consecutively, must be there's a disease inside of him of some sort. And therefore, there's no gezerah to start off with in a case where there's a mahala. And therefore, the Hazon Ish was lenient for this person that has medicine that was prescribed by a doctor of certain sickness inside, even though he's not nofel mishkab, to continue to take this medicine over Shabbat. Similarly, if a person, let's say, he doesn't know if he has an infection or not, he wants to start taking antibiotics on Shabbat. He doesn't know if it's bacterial or viral. So Rabbi Shlomo Miller writes, he can start taking the antibiotics on Shabbat. Because if it's bacterial, so then there's an infection inside of him, that's sakana. And therefore, there's no gezerah on shrikat salamani. And if it's viral, the medicine won't work anyway, so it's not considered a refuah. So therefore, the katayla is permissible to start taking an antibiotic in all cases, even on Shabbat.